Welcome back. 4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist and author of the book, Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Families, Faith, and Freedom. Afternoon, Mary Beth. How are you?
Hey. I'm good, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I loved your piece in today's paper, School Principal Seems Tone Deaf to Patriotism. Now, this deals with the school in New York, right?
Yeah, PS 90 in Brooklyn. The school principal, they were planning to do a kindergarten graduation, a word I use in quotes, because I sort of think it demonstrates how mediocre our education system is, that we actually graduate you from kindergarten. Nonetheless, a moving on ceremony, if you will. So they were doing a graduation for their little kindergartners. For months, the kindergartners had been practicing the Lee Greenwood country music anthem, God Bless the USA. They knew all the words. They were very proud and excited to be singing it. But the principal decided to pull the plug on that one just before this ceremony to take place June 20th, next week. Mm-hmm. She said no, they couldn't sing that because it was potentially offensive to people of other cultures. And so they couldn't sing God Bless the USA. But she had approved, I don't know if she suggested, but she certainly approved, them singing a Justin Bieber song called Baby, some of the lyrics of which I put in my column, but they're so simple, I think you and I can both sing along. Like baby, 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 ooh, like baby, 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 no, like baby, 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 oh. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, it's a breakup song, like a teeny bopper breakup song. So, five-year-olds are going to sing for their graduation, or were. Now, apparently, they're not going to sing that. I don't know what they're singing now, but they're not singing God Bless the USA. I know that.
Yeah, was it Bloomberg or someone else came out to support the principal?
Yeah, Bloomberg and school chancellor Walcott, they both stood behind her. They said, you know, she can choose whatever song she wants. We support the principal. Though they did say that they nixed the idea of singing the baby baby song. But what they really should have said is, hey, she's the principal and she can do what she wants in her school, but there's no reason on earth why school children in New York City cannot sing the song. It's not culturally offensive. It's a patriotic, you know, song about love of country and appreciation for those who defend it. And they didn't do that either. So what's interesting is it sort of speaks to the question, not only is the principal sort of tone deaf on patriotism,
yeah,
or she certainly misunderstands the difference between, like, patriotism and nationalism or something, but they don't either. I mean, that's the bigger issue,
yeah,
is that the leadership in the city of New York, you know, guiding the school, doesn't get it either. So
yeah,
are we surprised? But hey.
No. Are you like me every day, ask yourself, what happened to our country?
Yeah, just about. Although, it's keeping me in business. I don't know. You
yeah,
too, I think. So,
yeah, I guess
you know,
so.
I gotta say, there's always there's never a shortage of something to be bewildered about that we can talk and write about. But,
yeah,
you know, when you see and hear stuff like this, and honestly, I wish I could say this was an isolated incident.
Yeah.
But you know me, this is the stuff I follow. And I mean, it's like, Andy, every day these stories are weirder than the last one.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me that kindergartners, this would be offensive to other cultures to sing a song about, you know, I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
Yeah.
Well, and apparently this woman who's the principal, she now some further explanation is that she, in fact, is a Jehovah's Witness, I guess,
mm-hmm,
and she feels religiously, because she apparently personally does not speak the Pledge of Allegiance either.
Yeah.
She personally does not pledge allegiance to America because that seems doctrinaire to her in a way that violates her religious conscience, and that's her, as is her right. In a free country like the U.S. of A., she has that right. Nonetheless, I do think that because our, you know, as I pointed out in the column, Ronald Reagan's Commission on Excellence in Education back in 1983 warned about the rising tide of mediocrity in our public schools, and guess what? The tide has rolled in.
Yeah,
so
no
that you
kidding.
Have a principal who's this mediocre that she doesn't understand.
It truly is amazing. Now this leaked out, right? I mean, this is something that's that's built up over the past week or so, and I'm wondering, how did they find out about it? Just some kid told mom and dad that they weren't going to
sing? I do think that's exactly what had happened, because what was interesting was that some of the parents who then were subsequently interviewed in stories in and around New York said that they learned about the whole thing through the media. They're, you know, kindergartners don't always come home and tell you things, right?
Yeah.
You're lucky if you can get "how was your day" out of them. So But some kindergartners did tell, and the parents learned what happened, and so then they became outraged. And, I mean, the parents responded appropriately outraged. They were, you know, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. And see, personally for me, I'm also, not only am I all about the loss of American culture and heritage and just the connection to our historic roots of freedom, that bugs me, but on the other hand, it also bothers me that we have no problem exploiting the sexual innocence of our children. So it's not okay to sing a patriotic song, but it's okay for five-year-olds to sing a breakup song by Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You know, on the other, so we're doing both. We're not giving them what's good and wholesome and fabulous about our freedom, but we are giving them, the, you know, an early introduction to smut songs, which strikes me as kind of curious.
Yeah. The only thing I'm surprised by in this whole story is that it wasn't a song about killing cops, doing drugs, and ripping your clothes off.
Well, I don't know. Somebody said to me, apparently the principal is a believer, but not a believer.
Yeah,
you know, but honestly, we've seen this, kids rapping about Obama and kids, you know, being taught socialist Lego games in their schools, being taught all kinds of jazz. I'm well aware of a family member who's struggling with her public school system where they're being taught that there are three genders, male, female, and transgender.
Yeah,
that's a gender now.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the public schools are definitely being used exactly as Bill Ayers envisioned them, which is as a vehicle to impose what he calls social justice or social reform. They don't believe the public schools are places to transmit knowledge. They think they're the place to do social justice and social transformation. So, you know, beware, buyer beware.
Yeah. How do we ever stop this stuff? It seems like it's spiraling out of control.
No, I think this is exactly how we stop it. You and me having this conversation on the public airwaves, I think we stop it by, you know, calling it out in the media, having people be embarrassed by the ridiculousness of it all, parents rising up. I'll tell you what, just this case I know in my home state of Michigan, where parents are speaking up and they did some research, they learned about the policies in their school district and how they were being violated by teachers who were going off the reservation teaching things that were nonsense, and all they've had to do is, you know, write a couple of you know, really pointed emails, and they're getting results. And that's what it takes. It takes people standing up and saying, all right, this is nuts. This is loony. We are not going to stand for this in our public schools. Stop using the schools to indoctrinate our kids, and let's get back to work of teaching them, you know, all the things that they need to learn, because they're not learning, and they're being used as pawns in a big game of social and political transformation.
Yep. Folks, it's a great story. You need to read it today. It's in today's Washington Times. You can see it online or in print version. School Principal Seems Tone Deaf to Patriotism, and it's by Mary Beth Hicks. Mary Beth, good to talk to you again. We'll do it.
You too. Sounds good, Andy.
We'll
take
do
care.
It next week. See ya. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Mary Beth Hicks, it is 4:56 at 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.